After another successful regular season, the McDonald Lady Mags entered the playoffs knowing every night there'd be a target on their back.
Good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, site of this regional title tilt between your number one seeded McDonald Central Lady Mags and the number five seed in this region, the Clear Lake Warriors. Hoover drops at the left elbow, out to Lauren Dietz for the tie, straight on, straight in. Lauren picks up right where she left off last night. 3-3. Right side for Agert. Agert lost it to Marley Hughes. Hughes just ripped it away. Hughes finds Lauren Dietz along the baseline. Skips out. Destiny Boffin for three. Right side. Oh. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Back to Emily Cooper. She'll try another three. Left wing. Oh, net. Finds Lauren Dietz. She'll snap off a quick three. Rattles it in. Right corner pocket, Lauren Dietz. She has 10 already. McDonald leads 16-5. Marley Hughes, long cross-court skip. Emily Cooper unloads a three. Got another one. Into the paint, out to Cooper from Boffin. Cooper for three. That one is pure. The bounce at the high post. Aubrey Dorn attacks right to the rim and scores.
That's what they got to do.
28-16, McDonald. Up top against Kress. Cooper to Marley Hughes. Marley for three.
Oh.
Yep. Spins in and out. Offensive rebound, Abby Petronovich. Abby goes up strong. Off the glass and in. The high post, Destiny Boffin. Destiny turns from 15 feet. Sweet.
Just need a free throw.
Lauren Dietz. Ball fake. Now driving hard. Gets underneath Rosen. Flips it up. A beautiful finger roll with the left-handed layup. At the high post, Aubrey Dorn turns. Faces at the right elbow. Dorn crashing right to the hoop. Left-handed layup. High off the window and in. Aubrey Dorn with six as she attacks from the free throw line. Marley holding. Back to Emily Cooper. She'll spot up a three right in front of her own bench. That one is perfection. Four made threes tonight for Emily Cooper. She has a game-high 12 tied with Lauren Dietz. Peterson splitting two defenders, driving baseline. Marley Hughes just took it away. Cooper push ahead to Lauren Dietz. Dietz between two defenders. Beautiful Euro step to the cup and good. What an athletic move by Lauren Dietz and a timeout taken by Clear Lake. Petronovich too strong, fights it back to Emily Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn attacking, goes high off the glass, open arm for Aubrey.
Good fight there by all the girls.
Front of the rim, no rebound. Emily Cooper heaves it ahead 50 feet to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn with the layup and good. Free throw rims out. Callie Goulet fights down the rebound to Amber Adams. Adams up and in for two. The senior gets the bucket in the regional final. Final home game of the season for McDonald, but the season will not end here tonight as the clock hits zeros and they'll be cutting down the net. Shortly, your McDonald Central Mags are regional champs for the second consecutive year. Your final score, McDonald 58, Clear Lake 33.
The regional crown is theirs. And the road to Resch continues. But the next step is a sectional semifinal with a rematch against the Panthers of Prairie Farm. This is McDonald Lady Mags Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
McDonald Mags Basketball is on the air.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Macs and this WIAA High School basketball playoff game is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Boffman Sewer and Septic, Berry Global, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Halley, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, East Loken and Associates, by Lakeland University, Mason Companies, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Northwestern Bank, Riverside Machine, by Royal Credit Union, Sen Blacktop, Stelter Incorporated, The Medicine Shop, by Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin Credit Union, White City Glass, Wynn Family Dentistry, Wasota Tool, and by CF Products. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's the voice of the Max, Caleb Swenson.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome inside a rapidly filling up Colfax Gymnasium here at Colfax High School, site of this WIAA Division 5 sectional semifinal, pitting the number one seed, your McDonald Central Max, against the number two seed, the Panthers of Prairie Farm. I'm Caleb Swenson. I'll be joined soon by Dave Flanagan tonight here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, WOGO.com, and Max TV live streaming. Appreciate Val and the crew. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base and Hallie keeping things running smoothly. McDonald comes into this game boasting a record of 23-3. They were 12-2 second in the Western Clover Belt Conference. The Prairie Farm Panthers 21-5 on the year, 13-1 in the East Lakeland. They won that conference. They have won five games in a row. On the other side for McDonald, they've now won eight straight games. This is a rematch, of course, of last year's sectional final game at Prairie Farm, hosted there by the Panthers, when McDonald in thrilling comeback fashion won 72-53 in that game to punch their ticket to state for the first time ever. We can only hope for something just as exciting here tonight for McDonald fans. Max come into this game by virtue of a regional final crown, defeating number 5 Clear Lake 58-33, and Gilman the losers to Prairie Farm in that regional final on Saturday night 65-41. We'll continue to break it down in a moment here on WOGO Sports and Max TV, but first, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that Real Milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Back in 3 minutes, Max pregame here on WOGO Sports, live from Colfax in the sectional semifinal.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business. Or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround business express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union, member eligibility required, member NCUA.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Lady Max pregame live from Colfax High School, WIAA Division 5 sectional semifinal. The Prairie Farm Panthers against your McDonald Central Max. It's the 1-2 seed, the matchup maybe we've all expected. Well, a great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants and would like to give back to the game that means so much to them. Becoming a high school game official gives you the opportunity to get involved, get in shape, and help teach the game to young people. Signing up is easy. To become a WIAA licensed official, go online at WIAAWI.org to apply and become a WIAA licensed official. Message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Well, as Gilman fell victim to this Prairie Farm Panthers team in their regional final, Gilman was behind Prairie Farm 28-15 at half. Marnie Call, the coach's daughter, with 24 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, hit 4 threes, 4 steals, and 2 blocks. Sydney Junkins with 19 points, 7 rebounds. Avery Hansen, 16 points and 10 rebounds for a double-double, even though she only stands 5'6". Some talented juniors in this starting lineup. Three starters did have 4 fouls, though, for Prairie Farm in that game. We'll see if McDonald's able to get them into any foul trouble here tonight. We had the game for you in the regional final on Saturday night as McDonald knocked off Clear Lake 58-33. Lauren Dietz led the way with 16 points, 7 of 13 from the field, 2 of 3 from downtown, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Emily Cooper with 12 points, 4 of 12 from long range, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 steals. 3 McDonald players in double figures as Aubrey Dorn had 10 points, 5 of 6 from the field, 5 rebounds, 2 steals. The stat stuffer, Marley Hughes, 7 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 steals. Destiny Boffman, who is so key in the comeback in that game against Prairie Farm last year in the sectional final, had 5 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Abby Petronovich with 3 points and 7 rebounds. McDonald only allowed 16 points in the first half, 17 in the second. They were 42% from the field and held their opponent 27%. 5 of 10 from the free throw line. Got to get a little bit better in that tonight, but hit 8 3-pointers, 35%, and 43-20 out-rebounded the Clear Lake Warriors. We're going to step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. We'll talk with both head coaches, starting with Dean Call of Prairie Farm. It's the Max and the Panthers live from Colfax High School in the sectional semifinal.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free.
Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you?
But when the Medicine Shop Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
My name is Tracy Smiski, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. It's the sectional semifinal live from Colfax High School, pitting your Prairie Farm Panthers and your McDonald Central. Max here with head coach Dean Call of Prairie Farm. And coach, obviously this is a matchup with history from last year at your place at the sectional final. Does that have any bearing whatsoever on the girls' mindset tonight?
I would say no. You know, they're excited for another opportunity. You know, I think we're the two best teams in the area, and I figured this would be a big matchup coming up here in the tournaments, and we were looking forward to it.
Coach, your record may not be quite as gaudy as last year, but the level of competition you've played seems to have taken another step forward.
Yeah, we really challenged ourselves. I know McDonald plays in the Clover Belt, and we thought we got to challenge ourselves. And, you know, we played Blair Taylor and Colfax, and I thought we really upped our competition level this year, and I think it made us a lot better.
Coach, when we saw you last year, what jumps out a lot of times is the speed, the defensive intensity. Not a ton of height on this team, but really they get after it and get going.
And that's what you're going to see tonight. We haven't changed a whole lot. I hope we got better technically on the defensive end, but you're going to see a fast-paced game tonight.
And with McDonald losing just one senior from last year, what do you see in that team that's difficult to contend with? What do you have to do well tonight?
Well, you know, experience, you know, Dietz and Cooper and Hughes, you know, boy, they're good players. And we got to defend the three and also take away the drive. So we got our hands full tonight.
Coach, we appreciate your time so much. This should be fantastic. We're really looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot.
That's head coach Dean Call. Back after this with Coach Cooper of the Max. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Slocan & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Slocan & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonnell High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV live from Colfax High School side of this WIAA Division 5 sectional semifinal, a rematch of last year's sectional final, the number 2 Prairie Farm Panthers against your number 1 McDonald Central Max, here with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, a little bit of a layoff, obviously that Friday, Saturday quick turnaround between the regional semi-regional final. You cut down the nets, you get a little bit of time to bask in that, but then it's back to business. What did you focus on in practice this week?
Well, again, we focused in on the things that Prairie Farm does an excellent job, which is their 1-3-1 and their transition offense along with their man-to-man. So we gave us a nice week of preparation for them.
Coach, what does Prairie Farm do differently than maybe some of the other opponents? I know you've seen a lot of 2-3 zones so far.
Well, again, they do an excellent job with their 1-3-1 trap, and again, that's where Marnie Call can get out and run the floor, and they do a great job with the pressure with that. So hopefully we were able to handle that pressure.
Does it help or hurt at all to have most of the teams returning from last year's sectional final? Obviously, you lost Anna Geisler, and they have most of their team back as well, too. A little history there, but these teams know each other. I know you played in the offseason a little bit as well.
Yes, and again, these teams, they went out, and we have a target on our back since we won, and then all these teams are targeting us, so we just got to take care of business.
And finally, Coach, we ask you about every time, but what's the one big thing you have to do well tonight to move on again?
Well, again, we have to run our transition. We have to do the things we do and don't let them dictate what they're going to take away from us.
Coach, we're looking forward to bringing this back to everyone back home, but hopefully we have a sea of blue here tonight. We're looking forward to a great game. We'll talk to you afterward.
Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
Head Coach Don Cooper, Lady Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Game time coming up.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Say you need a prescription filled. You could go out and get it yourself, but that means digging out your hat, glove, scarf, and coat. Finding that leftover snow in your boots. Scraping your windshield enough to see through. And getting out of your neighborhood. And your reward for all that is standing in line at the big box pharmacy. You could do all that just to get your prescription. Or you could call the medicine shop and take advantage of their free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
It's just about game time here. The gym is absolutely full, a sea of green and blue. Coming up right after this, your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Spence and Dave Flanagan will bring you those keys right after this on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
Do you need a reason to get outside and get some fresh air this season? Join Sun Blacktop and become part of a tight-knit work family of loyal employees. Our trusted and guaranteed work is the result of more than 60 years of experience and dedication to detail. Earn a competitive wage and great benefits while making lifelong friends in a new career. Sun Blacktop currently has positions available for equipment operating, seal coating, grading, and paving. Apply today either online or in person to become part of the Sun Blacktop team.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Time for your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave Flanagan, the honor yours as intro's coming up here. What do the Lady Macs need to do to move on to their second great straight sectional semi?
Well, I think overall, I think Don and DJ are going to look at their defensive pressure. If they can get pressure on them, cause some turnovers, get in their transition, score some easy points. And I think overall, both teams, whoever handles this little sectional play, there's pressure on here a little bit, full gym. A little different gym, so it's whoever handles that first, I think, jumped out to the lead, I think might be that winner.
That's your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Prairie Farm being introduced first in this sectional semi. Lauren Call, she's a 5'6" sophomore, number 2, averaging 3.4 points, 3.2 rebounds. Avery Hansen, 5'6" junior, number 3, 10.3 points and 6.7 rebounds. That's first on the team. Addie Christofferson, a junior, 5'5", 6.1 points, 3.0 rebounds, number 12. Number 13, the coach's daughter, the superstar, Marnie Call, 5'9", junior, 20.4 points. She actually leads the team in rebounds at 8.2. And number 31, Sydney Junkins, the junior, 5'10", 16.2 points per game, second on the team, and 6 rebounds. Dean Call is the head coach of the Prairie Farm Panthers. On the other side, for the McDonald Lady Macs, Destiny Boffman, 5'7", senior guard, number 0, 2 points per game, 2 steals per game, 5.9 points and 6.6 rebounds. Marley Hughes, 9.4 points, 4 rebounds, second on the team in assists, 2.1 steals, number 1, the 5'9 junior small forward. Emily Cooper, 5'8 sophomore guard, number 22, 4.3 steals per game, leads the team in assists and 11.8 points per game. Lauren Dietz, 5'4 senior guard, number 24, 17.5 points to lead the team, 7.2 rebounds, leads the team in that category as well. And finally, Abby Petronovich, 5'10 senior center, number 42, 2.9 points, second on the team in rebounds at 6.8. Don Cooper, 8th year head coach of these McDonald Lady Macs with a record of 126-64. That's a 66% winning percentage. We are ready to go here. Kelly Green, tops and bottoms for the Prairie Farm Panthers with the white numerals, white lettering. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms with the royal blue numerals and lettering and trims at the tops of the tanks and shorts. This is one we've been waiting for.
Oops.
Now, actually, Aubrey Dorn's going to come in for Lauren Dietz here.
I wonder if there was
a mistake in the scorebook.
That's usually what happens. That's all right. It's not a technical.
So Aubrey's going to jump. And let's get rolling. Tap one to begin the game by Prairie Farm, and then move left to right here from the sectional semi at Colfax. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports Radio and Max TV. Up top is Avery Hansen. Hansen moving to the left wing against Emily Cooper. She'll drop it down into the block. Lost along the baseline, but last touch by McDonald as it got away from Sydney Junkins. And a quick substitution. Lauren Dietz will come in for Aubrey Dorn. 17:41 to play here in the first half as we are just underway. No score. Four across the free throw line. Junkins will hold to inbound. Goes left wing. Avery Hansen. Driving baseline is Marnie Call, the coach's daughter. She'll flip out beyond the arc. Again, along the baseline, tough pass in the paint. Out to Lauren Call. Junkins up top, takes a long 17-footer. That rims in and out. Rebound, good box out by Destiny Boffman. And Emily Cooper retrieves, and McDonald on the attack for the first time here tonight.
Running against a little man-to-man defense here. We'll see what happens.
Lauren Dietz, left wing, up top, Destiny Boffman. Boffman shoots it over to Emily Cooper, right corner. Marley Hughes up top. Hughes leaves it for Lauren Dietz, cutting across the foul line to Destiny Boffman. Boffman curling into the lane, tough shot, high off the glass with the left wing. No, rebound pulled down by Petronovich, was stolen away from her. Emily Cooper creates some chaos. She's on the deck, throws it in Abby. Petronovich retrieves at the foul line. A little bit of a scramble, and Marley Hughes will take it and secure it between the wheels. No score, minute 20 gone by, first half in this sectional semi. McDonald and Prairie Farm. Hughes left wing, Emily Cooper. Cooper crosses over on her defender, driving baseline, runner, maybe somebody got a piece of that one, and Junkins pulls out the rebound. Prairie Farm's going to push. Junkins down the lane, pass Marley Hughes, layup good with the left hand.
Early jitters here. Max will settle down here, run their offense. They'll be fine.
Lauren Dietz calls for the ball, passes up the three, right corner. Up top to Destiny Boffman. Boffman rotates to Emily Cooper. Cooper shot fake to Marley Hughes. Marley driving down the baseline. Her shot is knocked away, and I think she was actually looking for a pass there. And a whistle against Prairie Farm. They had three starters with four fouls in that regional final win against Gilman. McDonald inbound underneath the hoop. That was the first whistle on Sydney Junkins, the 5'10 junior. First foul on either team. Marley Hughes will trigger in along the baseline. Fabs to Abby Petronovich. That's cutting to the basket. Hoop and harm for Abby.
That's two on her right off the bat. Rick.
What a big move by Abby Petronovich. And she will go to the line shooting the end one. As you mentioned, two on Sydney Junkins, their second leading scorer for Prairie Farm. We got Spirit Fingers in front of us as we are positioned right in front of the Max student section. Petronovich free throw. Rolls in. She got every part of the iron, but it went down.
So here's where I think the Macs are going to give this their pressure and their constant pressure where they can just wear them down.
3-2 McDonald. Sydney Junkins is going to stay out there with the two fouls right now. Don't know how deep this Prairie Farm bench is. Left wing is Lauren Call. Loops it opposite side to Addie Christofferson. Up top for Avery Hansen. She'll go left corner. Lauren Call, the sophomore. Again, no seniors in the starting lineup for Prairie Farm. Left wing feed. Avery Hansen. Hansen drives to the left elbow, kicks out left wing. They don't shoot a ton of threes.
Oh.
reach and a whistle up top. We'll discover a better way to bank with Royal Credit Union, where they return earnings to their members. Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA. Inbounds left wing, Christofferson. Checked by Marley Hughes. She'll loop a pass up top, Lauren Call. Call matched up against Lauren Dietz, picks up the dribble. Goes high post. They'll look down low. Destiny Boffin rips a pass away from Marley Call. Pass to Lauren Dietz, left wing, spots up, 16-footer, left side, yes.
That's a great sign. Lauren always scores in bunches, so just get her the ball and let her score.
3 minutes gone by, first half, 5-2, McDonald here in the sectional semi. Cindy Junkins up top, leaves it for Avery Hansen, the junior. Left side, Christofferson against Marley Hughes. Left of the wheel, Avery Hansen into the corner, wide open, Junkins for three. That one pops in and out, rebound boxed out, and Emily Cooper comes away with it. Cooper to Lauren Dietz. Dietz drops back. 18-footer. Yep.
There she is again. Lauren just loves to score in bunches, and that gets the whole Max team going.
7-2 McDonald. 14.5 to go. Junkins in front of the scorer's table. Leaves it up top for Avery Hansen. Into the right corner. That's Christofferson. Tries to find it to Call in the paint, and Emily Cooper slides in front and steals that pass. Left wing, Marley Hughes. Hughes driving baseline, heavy contact. Oh, they got her for an offensive foul.
I sometimes don't understand. You're supposed to be set and positioned straight up.
That's a tough call against Marley. Well, officials are a vital part of educational athletics. Their role is to help craft a fairly played game and help the young people taking part grow. Officials are always in demand, especially since the pandemic kept numbers of officials from relicensing. It's a demanding role. Like the players and coaches, they work in the offseason to get ready for the season and spend many hours during the season working to improve themselves. If you like sports and working with kids, join the ranks of WIAA licensed officials today by going online, WIAAWI.org, to apply. 7-2 McDonald. Two team fouls either way. Abby Petronovich pokes the pass away, but Junkins retrieves in the corner. Marley Hughes and Petronovich doubling her. Slides a pass to Marnie Call. Call up with the right hand. No. Rebound fought for and won by Destiny Boffman. They were going to call a tie-up. Then Destiny has her pocket picked, and Sydney Junkins has it again on the left wing. Junkins driving baseline. They're going to get Abby Petronovich for a little hip check underneath the hoop. Third team foul on McDonald. First on Abby.
Thought we'd get a foul, you know. Desi got hit a little bit, but we didn't get that one.
They almost wanted a tie up there, and Destiny ripped it away so quickly. Junkins up top to Christofferson. 7-2 McDonald, 13.5 to go in the first half. Call drops it out left wing. That's Avery Hansen. Hansen in the corner against Emily Cooper. Picked up her dribble.
Emily's sitting there swatting. She's already got one. We don't need her to get two. Just play straight up.
Call at the foul line, bullying her way between two defenders and misses it short. Destiny Boffin with a good defense. Long lead feed ahead to Lauren Dietz. Shot fake, drives baseline, gets by her defender and scores.
Here we got a timeout.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports, back in 30 seconds.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Well, when you expect the best, you need Stelter Inc. Three generations of providing only the highest quality and longest lasting concrete, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, Wogo.com, and Max TV, 9-2 McDonald, 13-13 to go here, first half. McDonald employing three-quarter court trap here against Prairie Farm coming out of the timeout. Up top, Marnie Call. She'll step back for three. That rims in and out. Abby Petronovich secures the rebound. They're swatting at the loose ball. This is a Prairie Farm team that steals the ball 16 times a game.
I don't know if they've ever played against an Emily Cooper before either that can handle the ball.
Sometimes it seems like she could get 16 steals herself in a game. Destiny Boffin, left side, loops it for Emily Cooper. Shot fake up top, Lauren Dietz. Dietz puts it on the floor with the left hand. Comes to a jump stop, lost in the corner. Destiny Boffin retrieves. Cross-court skip, Marley Hughes. 12.5 to play, 9-2 McDonald. Destiny Boffin curling into the paint. Runner, bounce off the back of the rim and in. Destiny Boffin attacking. 11-2 McDonald. Junkins playing with those two fouls against Marley Hughes, left wing, calling for someone to come to her. Avery Hansen comes to the rescue. Hansen up top against Emily Cooper. Hansen, the left elbow extended. Handoff, that's Kristofferson curling into the lane. Kristofferson, wild pass. Cooper almost got a hand on it. Hansen retrieves. Nice jump stop inside her defender, but missed it too strong, and Marley Hughes pulls down the rebound.
Great defense. Great help.
Emily Cooper will push. Right corner, Lauren Dietz. Dietz cross-court skip Marley Hughes. Hughes wide open for three. Left of the circle. Rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Sydney Junkins. McDonald up 9-11-2. Early going here in the first half. One-third of the way through the first half. Junkins pulls up from 17 feet. Back rim. Rebound Emily Cooper.
Keep pushing. Here we go. We got Lauren
Cooper left side
wing.
Of Lauren Dietz.
Oh,
Dietz
yes.
Runs in front of anybody down the court and scores. Oh, my goodness. Dietz in transition. She has 8 of McDonald's 13. And Emily Cooper is always going to find you if you're willing to run the floor.
That's the beauty of Lauren. Once she starts, makes one, you know two or three are coming next.
Left corner, Kristofferson for Prairie Farm. 13-2 McDonald, 11-18 to go. Sydney Junkins is going to get a timeout taken by Prairie Farm. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball in the regional semi, sectional semi on WOGO Sports.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super-friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry, near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Back to the action here from Colfax High School. Prairie Farm against your McDonald Central Lady Max sectional semifinal WIAA Division 5 tournament. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Sports Radio and Max TV, 103.1 FM, WOGO.com. Kick to the left corner for Prairie Farm's Kristofferson. Sydney Junkins runs one hard at the hoop, flips it up with the left hand, count it in the foul. Sydney Junkins a chance for an end one.
Yeah, we got a little, yeah, some other subs in here. Weren't quite ready to go.
Amber Adams came into the game for the first time here tonight. 5'9", senior power forward, number 11. And also Sydney Flanagan seeing her first action here. Flanagan, the 5'4", senior guard, number 20. She's going to sub out here for Emily Cooper. Emma Stelter also in the game, 5'6", senior forward, number 21. That was Sydney's first foul. Free throw on the way. That one rims out. Offensive rebound, Avery Hansen puts it up strong. No, goes up again and gets fouled by Emma Stelter. And that will be the 15th foul on McDonald. Just two whistles so far. Against Prairie Farm. If you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Straight through the bottom of the net for Avery Hansen for her first point tonight. 13-5 McDonald. And Emma Stelter will sit as Aubrey Dorn comes in for the second time tonight, as she incidentally started. 5'11", sophomore forward, number 23, Aubrey Dorn. Second free throw is perfect as well for Avery Hansen. That's a four-point trip for the Prairie Farm Panthers. 13-6 McDonald. Emily Cooper off a high screen. Back to Marley Hughes on the left wing. Amber Adams up top, loops right side for Emily Cooper. Cooper back to Lauren Dietz. Dietz show and go, driving down the left side of the lane to Marley Hughes. Hughes attacking in the paint, goes up strong. Shot won't fall, but a foul, and Marley's going to the line for two. And that is the third whistle on Prairie Farm, and that one, I believe, is going against Lauren Call. Is her first.
Great take by Marley, going right to the basket.
Marley's first free throw, looking for her first points. And that one is short. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Second free throw for Marley is perfect. 14-6 McDonald. Sydney Flanagan coming in for Marley Hughes with 10:37 to play. Smiles in Motion. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com, SIM4Kids.com. Flanagan picking up the point guard up top. 10.5 minutes to go. McDonald leading by 8, 14-6 here in the first half. Junkins attacking at the left elbow, spins into a double team, kick out right corner. That's Christofferson. Or rather, Lauren Call. Back to Junkins. Junkins airballs a three. Who's going to track down the rebound? Emily Cooper will.
Stepped on the line.
And Emily stepped on the line. Wow, I did not realize she was that close to it. So that will extend the possession for Prairie Farm with 10:15 to go. A stack along the left side of the lane. Junkins will inbound. She keys a lot for this team. Christofferson loops it down to Call. It's stolen away by Aubrey Dorn. Like a safety or a linebacker reading the quarterback's eyes. Lauren Dietz drops it down to Dorn, and Dorn lost it in the paint. Pass a little too hot to handle. Under 10 to go first half. Emily Cooper and Sydney Flanagan harassing defense in the backcourt. Safely dropped across the timeline to Sydney Junkins. Junkins high on the left. Working a left-handed dribble. Junkins leaves it for Marnie Call. Their leading scorer, almost 21 points per game. Amber Adams swatted at that one, almost poked it away. Call driving right baseline, pulls up from 10. Front rim, no rebound, Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper will run. Cooper down the far side of the floor. Cooper weaving her way into the lane, takes it all the way to the hoop, off the glass and good.
Great move by Emily. Take it all the way, put pressure on him, all the way down the floor.
No one stopped the ball. 10-point lead for McDonald. Cooper's first point, 16-6. The Lady Macs were almost to the halfway point of the first half here in the sectional semi. Long cross-court skip. Christofferson with a high catch against Emily Cooper. Up top is Avery Hansen, the junior, off a screen. Hansen driving baseline, kick out, open look at a three, right corner, front of the rim, bounces off Emily Cooper, the rebound off the miss by Lauren Call. Cooper across the timeline. Left side, Lauren Dietz. Dietz show and go, driving baseline, pulls up, 8-footer, rattles it in and out, offensive rebound, put back, no for Aubrey Dorn. Loose ball, but Marnie Call retrieves. Couple good looks from the Lady Macs there. Marnie Call passes up a three into the corner, Lauren Call. No relation or distant relation, we found out before the game. Sydney Junkins driving right baseline, spins into the lane. Beautiful move
nice
by
move.
Junkins. Wow. She has six. Almost triple teamed there by McDonald. Junkins with a spin. And it's 16-8, the Lady Macs.
Okay, Prairie Farm went to a 1-3-1 now. Got out of their man.
It's kind of what they're famous for, is the 1-3-1. What Coach Cooper mentioned. Lauren Dietz
right
attacking right over the top of Sydney Junkins, and the shot won't fall from inside the right block. That was the right move, though.
They need to keep attacking her because she's backing off every time they come close to her.
She has those two fouls. Marnie Call with 8:05 to play against Amber Adams. Finds Junkins. Junkins in the lane, attacking, comes up short, but a foul against McDonald, either Aubrey Dorn or Lauren Dietz. Well, is there a new home on your horizon? It's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of Lady Macs basketball right here on WOGO Radio. If you're planning to build a new home, contact one of the most knowledgeable companies for sewer and septic systems, Boffman Sewer and Septic. That is the first foul on Aubrey Dorn. Free throw for Junkins, rattles out. Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing, named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Emma Stelter back in, Marley Hughes back in. Second free throw is good for Sydney Junkins, and she has 7 of the 9 points for Prairie Farm.
See, now that Desi's back in, and Marnie, she's going to... Desi was able to lock her down before. See if she can keep it up.
Emily Cooper left wing. Again, considering the damage, Lauren Dietz driving by right, left baseline, excuse me, and a quick whistle. But considering the damage that Sydney Junkins is doing offensively, if McDonald could force her to the bench with a third foul, that would be huge on both ends. And that whistle was the fourth against Prairie Farm and the first. We have it on Paige Richards. Lauren Dietz. Right wing with McDonald leading 16-9. 7:37, Emily Cooper for her first three. High arc, spins in and out, rebound tapped out, and Christofferson wins that one.
A little pressure by Desi Helper.
Marnie Call, and we have a whistle and a foul.
Got to get up there and let her know there's a screen.
Destiny Boffman called for the foul. That is McDonald's seventh. And that will send Prairie Farm to the line with a clock stop, trying to inch their way back into this one. They're down by just 7 right now, 16-9. McDonald jumped out to the hot start. That's the first on Destiny Boffin. Again, the team's seventh. And Sydney Junkins will shoot a 1-1. Free throw for Junkins. Goes in. Bounced off the front of the rim, but she has 8 points. Tied with Lauren Dietz for a game high, and it's a 6.2 possession game. Second attempt here for Junkins, the 5'10 junior. That one is short. Rattles off the front of the rim, but an offensive rebound pulled down by Prairie Farm and then immediately thrown away. Avery Hansen threw it to Emily Cooper.
See if we can be patient here now. Get it inside a little bit and break him down.
McDonald's been stuck on 16 for a bit. Emily Cooper. Pass tipped away, but Destiny Boffin retrieves near the foul line. Out to Marley Hughes, loops it over to Cooper. Cooper attacking left side of the lane. Kick out Lauren Dietz. Corner three ball, left side. Rims out. Offensive rebound put back to Marley Hughes. She comes up short, gets it again, goes up strong, misses short again. Rebound to Lauren Dietz. Dietz attacking and scores in the foul. Dietz with 10.
Persistence, you can't beat it.
It started out with Destiny Boffin and Marley Hughes. Destiny had the first offensive rebound and Marley the next offensive rebound. In fact, the next two, and then Lauren Dietz with another offensive rebound. Did I miscount? Was that four offensive boards?
There was at least three.
And now Lauren Dietz for the end one. Free throw is perfect. Lauren Dietz with 11. McDonald leads 19-10, 6-53 and counting. Here in this sectional semifinal, Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you, Wogo Sports Radio and Max TV. Destiny Boffin, Emily Cooper harassing defense, dumped off to Junkins from Avery Hansen. Duncan's to Call in the paint. Call is doubled, skips out into the corner. Good look at a three there. That one rattles through for Lauren Call.
I mean, they're going to have to knock some down. We've got great help on the inside, so sooner or later, they're going to have to start shooting some threes.
They dared her to shoot. Emily Cooper, right wing. Marley Hughes across the floor. Lauren Dietz, left baseline. Out to Marley on the left wing outside the arc. Leaves for Emily Cooper. 6:15 to play. McDonald up 6, 19-13. Pass to Destiny Boffin, back out Emily Cooper. Deep three, right wing, right through the bottom of the net.
Got to pick your poison with her.
That was a good 4 or 5 feet beyond the arc, and McDonald answers 3 for 3, 22-13, the Lady Macs. In the left corner, Lauren Call finds Sydney Junkins. Dangerous bounce pass picked up by Avery Hansen. She weaves between two defenders and scores. Hansen in traffic.
Emily got caught cheating a little bit too much and helping out.
7-point game, 22-15, McDonald. Emily Cooper holding just beyond half court finds Lauren Dietz. Dietz show and go down the left side of the lane. Kick out Marley Hughes outside the arc. Emily Cooper. Cooper holds on the hip. Finds Lauren Dietz. Foul line jumper. Just like a free throw for Lauren. 24-15 and Dietz has 13 of McDonald's 24 points. In the left corner, that's Paige Richards, the sophomore. Back to Junkins. Junkins picked up by Marley Hughes. Out to Richards. She'll heave up a three. Front rim clanked it. Rebound Destiny Boffman. All up nine. Let's see if they can extend it to double digits. A timeout taken. We're going to take a full timeout as well. Back in 60 seconds, Lady Macs basketball on WOGO Sports.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation. So we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips. So managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
McDonald 24, Prairie Farm 15. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. 5:08 remaining in the first half. Lauren Dietz has 13 points. Prairie Farm has 15 points. McDonald a chance to take their first double-digit lead here on this possession out of the timeout by Coach Don Cooper. Abby Petronovich out there. Marley Hughes, Destiny Boffman, Lauren Dietz, and Emily Cooper. Hughes and Cooper playing catch just beyond the timeline. Destiny Boffman right corner. Back to Marley Hughes via Lauren Dietz in the left corner. Now Marley on the left wing finds Destiny Boffman sneaking underneath the hoop. Up and in for two. She went back door.
So, well, they're looking for Lauren, trying to make sure they got her under wraps. And so left as he opened.
26-15, McDonald's. Junkins out to Lauren Call. Junkins up top, left side. Another three heaved up, and that one swished. That's why they brought Paige Richards in, a 5'6 sophomore.
That's all right.
26-18. Again, there's a couple players that Prairie Farm's going to leave open, or that McDonald will leave open and dare to shoot. Lauren Dees attacking at the basket. She has 15 off the assist from Destiny Boffman. 28-18.
Sydney Junkins isn't going to step in there to try to stop anything.
She's playing with those two fouls. Marnie Call pulls up from 10 feet, and a little cheap nickel dimer on the wrist there. It is a foul on Destiny Boffman, but on the jump shot, she'll send Marnie Call to the line. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded when a qualifying family enrolls both families. Both receive a 10% tuition credit. First free throw off the mark for Call. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org, the kindergarten referral program. Lauren Dees will take a quick breather with 4:01 remaining. Amber Adams in, a 5'9 junior, and Marnie Call looking for her first point to score 28-18, McDonald. Call steps to the line. The 5'9 junior second free throw is good, so she's in the scorebook. It's a 9-point game again. Emily Cooper up top of a high screen from Petrovich at the left elbow. Cooper leaves for Destiny Boffman, left corner. Boffman up top, Amber Adams. Adams back for Emily Cooper, right wing. She hit a three from there a few minutes ago. Destiny Boffman grilling into the lane. Pulls up. Tough shot from eight. No offensive rebound. Put back. Yes!
Nice job, Abby.
Abby Petrovich.
Nice job.
30-19. McDonald up 11. 3.5 to go. Left side, Marnie Call. A three. Good.
Well, I think McDonald tried switching to their 1-3-1, and they got caught a little bit.
30-22. Prairie Farms 3-point shooting.
That's what's saving them, right?
Cooper up top. Leaves for Marley Hughes. McDonald's hit just 1-3 in the first half. Three makes from beyond the arc on the other side for Prairie Farm. And a travel call against McDonald underneath with 3:08 to play.
Great play. Everything is, you know, she's had to get her feet set. Lauren one dribble would have got it in there.
Lauren Dees will come in. Aubrey Dorn will come in. Destiny Boffman will take a break, as will Amber Adams. 8-point game with Prairie Farm moving left to right. Tough catch in the corner. She stepped on the line. That was a dangerous pass to Addie Christofferson, and she knew it and could not avoid stepping on the sideline here in Colfax. White sneakers show up pretty well against red paint.
We'll see. Go inside here a little bit. You got Abby and Aubrey here, you know, and I just, you know, again, Sydney, that she just with those two fouls, see if we can get one more here before half.
Emily Cooper. Tough catch for Marley Hughes. Hughes lost it, but it was last touched by Prairie Farms. Avery Hansen, Lauren Call, rather. 2:52 on the clock, 30-22, McDonald. Inbounds to Marley Hughes. Prairie Farms still has one foul to give. Marley Hughes blows by her defender.
Our third one right
she got
there.
Bumped, and they did not call it. That would have been Junkins' third. Wow.
Yeah, that was the third one.
To the corner, Christofferson drives by her defender, dumps it off Junkins. Junkins goes apart, blocked from behind. That's Aubrey Dorn. And now we have a held ball possession going to McDonald. 2:35, maybe saving a bucket there, Aubrey Dorn. But on the other side, goodness, I won't dwell on it, but that really looked like a big foul with a hip check on Sydney Junkins. Marley Hughes drops off to Abby Pachanovich, running one at the rim, lost it off her shoe out of bounds. 2:22 remaining. 30-22, McDonald up 8. Lanice Boffman in for Abby Pachanovich. Lanice, one of the captains on this team, 5'1" senior forward guard combo, number 30. We'll see her first action. Hansen across the timeline. Drops it over for Marnie Call. Coach's daughter back to Hansen, left wing. Left corner feed. Lanice Boffman dancing in front. Cross court skip Christofferson in the right corner. Up top, Avery Hansen goes up high with two hands. Hansen driving baseline, hits the brakes, drops it off for Junkins. Junkins attacks the rim, count the basket and the foul. Another end-one opportunity for Sydney Junkins.
Boy, they do a great job of finding her. She rolls and they drive that baseline and she comes down. A nice little dump.
This could be as close as Prairie Farm has been in a while. Six-point game, it could be five. If Call is able to make good on the end one, she now has 10 points, second player tonight in double digits. Call's free throw is perfect. 30-25, McDonald, under two to play.
You know, if our girls, hopefully, just man-to-man offense here, just run your offense, and sooner or later you're going to get it. They're just so good at breaking teams down. They just got to be patient here.
Nine whistles against McDonald here tonight. Five team fouls so far against Prairie Farm. Lauren Dietz steps back for three, right corner. Too strong, rebound pulled down by Prairie Farm's Lauren Call. 90 seconds to go. Panthers making a push right before the break. Lauren Call drops back for Avery Johnson. Loops a pass up top, Marnie Call. Call puts it on the floor with the left hand, kick into the corner, Christofferson. Loops back up top. Avery Hansen. Hansen picks up her dribble. Slides a pass at the foul line, losing for a moment. Junkins back to Hansen. Hansen on the right wing against Emily Cooper's right in her grill. Into the right corner. Whistle down low, and we can't see from the student section, but it sure looked like Prairie Farm lost it. Yep. That'll be McDonald basketball with a minute 10 left. Marley Hughes will run the point, and she'll cross that C logo at center court here at Colfax. 65 seconds to go in the first half. Five-point lead for McDonald. Marley at the right elbow. Drops for Lanise Boffman inside the arc in the right corner. Dangerous pass up top. Emily Cooper retrieves to Marley Hughes. Hughes, Lauren Dietz. Dietz show and go. Her defender falls down. Dietz kicks back out to Marley Hughes. Hughes, Lanise Boffman, 47 seconds to play. Plenty of time for McDonald. Lanise driving into the paint. Tough shot. Too strong. Rebound pulled down. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes up strong. It rolls in. For Aubrey Dorn, the sophomore.
Aubrey at 5'10". I mean, she's really active and can get that ball and take it in there.
That's her first basket. And McDonald leads 32-25. That is the second foul on Lauren Call. And Aubrey Dorn will go to the line shooting the end one with 40.6 on the clock. Dorn, the free throw, too strong. Offensive rebound, Marley Hughes goes right back up. She'll kick it back out to Aubrey Dorn. Now we'll see if McDonald will hold for the final shot, leading 32-25. Half a minute to go. Marley driving baseline, flips it up with the left hand. No offensive rebound again. Aubrey Dorn, and there's a foul down there.
They're going to get number three. I don't think
maybe Avery Hansen. I thought maybe Sydney Junkins would get it.
Yeah.
But that's going to go on Hansen. That's just her first.
Well, Sydney Junkins is playing really smart. She's not sticking in there, but at the same time, McDonald can keep going at her.
Now this will be shooting two for Aubrey Dorn. Unless they say that was on the ground. It was. That's a one and one and the miss by Dorn. Donald leaving some points to the foul line here. Lauren Call drops off from Marnie Call. Back to Lauren Call in the right corner. Hassling defense. They'll drop down to Sydney Junkins. Junkins driving baseline. Her pass knocked out of bounds. Quick hands from Emily Cooper with 13.5 to go. 32-25 McDonald. Call will inbound. He's going to wall up, play good defense without fouling.
Get out there.
Inbounds to Call, drops right back to Junkins against Marley Hughes. Kick out up top. Christofferson drives in the baseline, and she lost it. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn on the deck, rips it away with 5 seconds to play. Coach Cooper gets a timeout. Yes, he will. We'll step out and be back in half a minute on WOGO Sports for the final 4.4.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
4.4 seconds on the clock. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. McDonald, chance for one final shot to end the half, leading 32-25. Marley Hughes will inbound. We'll see who comes to get it. Marley holding against full court man-to-man, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn at midcourt. Dorn's going to pull up from 30 feet. Good if it goes a little bit short. And we'll go to the half in a tight one as expected. 7-point game. McDonald with the lead. We are back in 3.5 minutes. This is WOGO Sports coverage of the Lady Macs in the sectional semifinal.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business. Or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround Business Express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union, member eligibility required, member NCUA.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Greg Misfelt. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Halftime here at Colfax Sectional Semifinal. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you for WIAA Division 5 basketball. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs hold a tight 7-point lead over Prairie Farm, 32-25. What'd you see in the first half? A hot start for McDonald. Prairie Farm punched back a little bit, and then McDonald able to maintain a 6-7-point advantage at the end.
Yeah, I guess when McDonald came out, you know, and I guess it comes back to Lauren. She got us off to a great start. Knocking down some shots, and then everybody settled down. You know, it's not like, and I guess I just look at, you know, at this level now, you're playing one versus two, so there's a reason why that is. And so I guess it's not like they're going to come in the last few games and blow teams out by 20-30 points, so you don't have to work for everything. I think they just got to settle down a little bit. We had a few empty possessions at the other end that I think that, you know, if we just take our time and be patient, we can get something out of it.
Sydney Junkins definitely leading the way as we look at your leading scorers, at least for the Prairie Farm side. She has 11 points despite those two fouls, picking them up very early. Four apiece for Marnie Call and Avery Hansen. Three for Lauren Call and Paige Richards. On the other side for McDonald, six players have scored already, led by Lauren Dietz's 15 first half points. Then five apiece for Emily Cooper and Abby Petronovich. Four for Destiny Boffman. Two for Aubrey Dorn and one for Marley Hughes. Let's hear how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Junkins, the 5'10 junior. First foul on either team. Marley Hughes will trigger in along the baseline. Fabs Abby Petronovich cutting to the basket. Hooping hard for Abby.
That's two on her right off the bat.
Stout. And Emily Cooper comes away with it. Cooper to Lauren Dietz. Dietz drops back. 18-footer. Yep.
There she is again. Just loves to score.
Two defenders and misses it short. Destiny Boffman with a good defense. Long lead feed ahead to Lauren Dietz. Shot fake, drives baseline, kicked by her defender and scores.
Here we got a timeout.
Timeout on the floor. Call driving right baseline, pulls up from 10. Front rim, no rebound, Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper will run. Cooper down the far side of the floor. Cooper weaving her way into the lane, takes it all the way to the hoop. Off the glass and good. Three ball left side, rims out. Offensive rebound put back to Marley Hughes. She comes up short, gets it again, goes up strong, misses short again. Rebound to Lauren Dietz. Dietz attacking and scores and the foul. Left wing outside the arc. Leaves for Emily Cooper. 6:15 to play. McDonald up 6, 19-13. Pass to Destiny Boffman. Back out Emily Cooper. Deep three, right wing, right through the bottom of the net.
You gotta pick your poison with her.
It's Lauren Dietz. Dietz show and go down the left side of the lane. Kick out Marley Hughes outside the arc. Emily Cooper. Cooper holds on the hip. Finds Lauren Dietz. Foul line jumper. Just like a free throw for Lauren. Up in right corner. Back to Marley Hughes via Lauren Dietz in the left corner. Now Marley on the left wing. Finds Destiny Boffman sneaking underneath the hoop. Up and in for two. She went back door. Back for Emily Cooper, right wing. She hit a three from there a few minutes ago. Destiny Boffman, grilling into the lane, pulls up, tough shot from eight. No offensive rebound, put back. Yes,
nice job, Abby.
Abby Petronovich.
Nice job.
She got bumped, and they did not call it. That would have been Junkins' third. Wow.
Yeah, that was the third one.
Into the corner, Christofferson drives by her defender, dumps it off Junkins. Junkins goes up hard, block from behind. That's Aubrey Dorn. Time for McDonald. Anise driving into the paint. Tough shot. Too strong. Rebound pulled down. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes up strong. It rolls in. And the foul for Aubrey Dorn, the sophomore. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Back in 90 seconds with my best version of Mark Maloney's military shoutouts here on WOGO.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
Halftime Traditions, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Mark down visiting his son, Alex, so I'll do my best here. Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base, New Jersey. How about Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana? That's where Mark and Lita are right now. Alex is an instructor down there teaching avionics and B-52s. Jory Kabishik, Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm, Dover Air Force Base, Maryland. Nicole just left for a 12-month tour to South Korea. Greg Hovland, Colfax grad. Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, currently in Africa. Jacob Klukas, Colfax grad, currently at Nellis Air Force Base, Las Vegas, Nevada. Sarah Passant-Bovey with the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Corey Avier, a major in the Marine Corps, getting ready to retire 22 years of service. Kristen Levesser-Davis in the Air Force Reserves, Charleston, South Carolina, avid listener to our WOGO Sports broadcast. Carter Billen, working security forces at Fairchild Air Force Base in Washington. Austin Tolofsen in the Marine Corps Reserves, currently a staff sergeant out of Great Lakes, Illinois. Jordan Chartrand in the Army, stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, currently supporting the Ukraine crisis down there. John Hayton from Colfax, an Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, McDonald grad, 96, currently at Fort McCoy, 22 years of service with the Wisconsin National Guard. Noah Stewart and Chuck Gardo, both Chi High grads. Noah currently stationed at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Chuck in the Marine Corps stationed in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes, McDonald grad, Army National Guard in Chippewa. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, Chi High grad in the Air Force stationed in Germany, currently deployed to Africa. And Matt Pulver at Laughlin Air Force Base in Texas, training to be a cargo pilot. Those are Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, and we certainly extend our warmest wishes and thanks to every single military member. Come home safe. Thank you. Thank you for all you do. McDonald leading 17-25. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Lady Max will be moving left to right here in the second half. Prairie Farm attacking to start. Avery Johnson driving baseline. Drops it off in the paint. Kicked out of there. Trying to save in the corner is Destiny Boffin, but Prairie Farm quick to the ball. Call with an open look at a three. That one comes up short. Scramble for it on the floor. Abby Petronovic rips it down. Good work there, and Cindy Junkin stayed down for a moment. Now Marley Hughes. Hughes on the left wing. Hughes, Destiny Boffman, Emily Cooper, Lauren Dietz, Abby Petronovic, original starting five on the floor for Don Cooper. One half away from a sectional final. They lead by seven. Lauren driving in hard. She pulls the foul. I think that'll be on Marnie Call, which may just be her first.
Great take by Lauren, going hard to the basket.
So Lauren Dietz will earn the trip to the charity stripe, shooting two. Nope, that's the third on Sydney Junkins.
That helps.
She picked up two early on in the first half and then played clean the rest of the way and scored 11 to lead Prairie Farm. Now she picks up her first foul in the second half that gives her three for the game. It's a little bit long on the free throw for Lauren Dietz. She has 15 points, still a game high. Lauren's second free throw, that one rattles in. 16 for Lauren Dietz. 33-25 is the lead for McDonald. Avery Hansen will push against Emily Cooper down the lane. Runner off the back of the rim and in. Avery Hansen went coast to coast there. She has six.
Wow, we got to get a stop on the ball a little bit there.
1 minute gone by. Second half here from Colfax in this sectional semifinal on WOGO Sports and Max TV 103.1 FM, WOGO.com. Emily Cooper, open look at a three. That one off the glass and no good. Rebound out to Marnie Call. 6 point game. 33-27. Call slows it down with a dribble off a high screen from Junkins. Call goes between her legs, poked away for a moment by Destiny Boffman, who's had the job of staying with the leading scorer for Prairie Farm all night. Lauren Call up top, Avery Hansen. Hansen crosses over on Emily Cooper. Pulls it back right side for Christofferson. Christofferson driving baseline, gets by Abby Petronovic, dumps it off to Junkins. Junkins lost it in the paint, but a hand in there from McDonald, and that's going to be a first whistle of the second half against the Lady Max. I think Emily Cooper got called for that.
Yeah, I think Emily got caught reaching in.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Inbounds to Christofferson. Good closeout by Petronovic prevents the three. Avery Hansen against Emily Cooper off a high screen. Avery Hansen drives right to the basket, comes up short, knocked out of bounds. Staying with Prairie Farm, they'll say that's off of Emily Cooper. She had it for a moment and lost it.
Sort of have some mismatches against us here. We got Abby Gardner guarding a guard, and you know, they're trying to take away some of those other bigger players, but I think Abby's got to get inside here a little bit.
Christofferson up top for Avery Hansen. Almost 2 minutes gone by in the second half. 33-27 McDonald. Avery Hansen, the number one versus number two seed here, sectional semifinal. Pass to Junkin, she's triple team, kick out right corner, driving baseline, dump off, Marnie Call, Call good from 6 feet.
Boy, they do a great job of driving to the baseline and also that little dump off.
This is about as close as Prairie Farm has been since the very beginning of the game. 4 point advantage for McDonald. 33-29. Driving right by Her defender is Marley Hughes. Misses, but an offensive rebound and a putback. Destiny Boffin. Marley was trying to get number four that time on Sydney Junkins, and she did get bumped a bit.
Yep, they just got to keep going at her, keep attacking her.
35-29 to Lady Max. Avery Hansen drops off for Christofferson. She looks for a three. Back rim, no good. Box out there, Lauren Dietz. Dietz to Emily Cooper. Cooper across the C logo at midcourt here at Colfax to Marley Hughes. Who's up top? Destiny Boffman. Boffman up top. Hands off to Lauren Dietz. Dietz driving right into the lane. Kick out. Emily Cooper. Cooper back to Destiny Boffman. Boffman curls into the paint. Boffman up with the left hand. Counted in the foul for Desi.
Nobody can stay with them. They're just patient and running their dribble drive offense. Eventually, they're going to break them down and get a layup or a foul.
That's the first whistle on Addie Christofferson. The seconds here in the second half on Prairie Farm. 37-29, McDonald and Destiny Boffman with 8 points. At the end, one. Free throw is good.
Let's turn up the defense here a little bit, see if we can get on a little run.
38-29, McDonald, kind of a three-quarter court press. In the left corner, that's Call. Back out to Avery Hansen. Hansen against Emily Cooper. Backtracking a bit with a dribble. Waving off the screen. Hands off to Junkins. Junkins puts it on the floor with the right hand. Junkins down the right side of the lane. Runner is good. Sydney Junkins, her first basket in the second half. And that was a pretty shot from 7-8 feet away.
Nice little runner.
She is a talented player. Just a junior. 38-31, McDonald. High screen from Abby Petronovic. Marley Hughes out to Lauren Dietz, left wing. Up top, Destiny Boffman. Boffman to Marley Hughes. Hughes, head fake, driving baseline. Hughes pulls up. Off the glass, too strong. Offensive rebound. Put back, yes! Abby Petronovic. Seven for Petronovic. And a little kerfuffle along the sideline. Again, our view blocked by the student section, but it'll stay with Prairie Farm as Cooper and Hughes causing havoc in the backcourt. Inbounds to Avery Hansen. Cooper will back off just a bit. 9-point lead for McDonald, 40-31. 4 minutes gone by, second half. Right corner, Christofferson. Christofferson along the baseline, and she stepped on the line but bumped first by Abby Petronovic.
Yeah, that's a little bit where the mismatch is, and that's where they saw it, took advantage of it.
Emma Stelter will come in to give Petronovic a break.
There's a little better matchup here now. Emma's just got to slide her feet.
14 minutes on the clock across the foul line to Marnie Call. Call open, look for three. No. Offensive rebound batted around, and they may get McDonald with a foul here. Avery Hansen looked like McDonald just couldn't secure the rebound, and then Hansen in traffic had it for a moment and picks up. Here's Lauren Dietz, her first foul, team's third here in the second half.
Those are tough calls. The kids are hustling for the basketball. Nobody has established any possession.
Inbounds to Marnie Call. Call up with the right hand and sweep from 5 feet. Marnie Call with 4 second-half points and equaled her entire first half scoring output, 40-37, McDonald. Emma Stelter, high screen. Marley Hughes dumps off Emily Cooper up top. Destiny Boffman back to Hughes. Hughes thought about the three, doesn't pull the trigger from the left wing. Loops it up top. Lauren Dietz show and go against Marnie Call. Dietz driving baseline, blocked by Call. Sydney Junkins has it on the run. Junkins crosses over in the lane, spinning into the lane, taken away from her. Destiny Boffman, did they get a foul there?
Boy,
oh,
they call
goodness.
That on Desi. That'll be bad.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they did. That's her third.
Yeah, it looked like a hell ball to me, but that's three on Destiny Boffman and three on Sydney Junkins. Inbounds to Avery Hansen. Hansen pulls up in the paint. Shot rolls in.
Let's be patient here on offense. Keep working the ball.
40-35. McDonald up just five. Nice screen from Marley Hughes. Waves it off. Hughes goes in hard and doesn't draw a foul. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Cindy Flanagan will come in for Emily Cooper with 13:04 remaining. McDonald trying to get some calls here, but got to play through it. Marley Hughes inbounds to Lauren Dietz. Dietz wide open for three. That one back rim. Rebound. Pulled down by Destiny Boffman. She outfought Sydney Junkins for that one. Cindy Flanagan has it knocked away from her and stolen. Avery Hansen, quick hands. Hansen pulls it up outside the lane. Long cross court skip. Into the corner. Call open for three. Perfect. Oh, goodness. Lauren Call and Don Cooper wants a timeout. 2-point game. We'll be back right after this on WOGO Sports. Back in 30 seconds.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic, Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. A two-point game, 40-38. Prairie Farm has battled back against McDonald. Lauren Dietz, left wing. Dietz against Marty Call, up top Aubrey Dorn, who just came in out of the McDonald timeout. Marley Hughes driving baseline, tough shot, and again a miss by McDonald. Some contact in the paint. Avery Hansen slides. That's got to be a travel.
Well, he called it. All right.
Again, McDonald is trying to draw fouls, and maybe the officials are seeing that, and that's why the calls aren't coming, if they're making more of an effort to draw the foul than they are to hit the shot.
But I just feel if they just are patient, keep running and breaking him down and breaking him down, they're going to get a layup or a foul. Just got to be patient here.
12-16 to play, 40-38. This game's going to stay tight. Stay with us. Now Marley draws a foul as she went hard between Lauren Call and Sydney Junkins, and that one looks like it'll be on Call. That's her third.
It was a nice take. You know, still, it's just, you know, you want to move that ball here. Swing it side to side. Get that defense working a little bit.
Marley Hughes has 1 point. She's 1-for-2 from the foul line tonight. First free throw on the way, and it's perfect for Marley Hughes. A full one-possession lead now for McDonald. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Second free throw for Marley. Two-possession game. Hughes, the junior, calmly knocks down two from the charity stripe, 42-38 McDonald. Hansen loops it over to Christofferson. Christofferson back to Avery Hansen. McDonald will try and double out as she picks up her dribble. Back to Christofferson, driving baseline. And a whistle and a foul down against Lauren Dietz.
I think Emily, they got caught reaching in there. There's no reason. It's just no reason to reach in. That's her third. They're playing their 1-3-1 here. Just be patient.
A lot of the stars with three fouls on both teams. Marty Call out of the inbounds. Quick three off the side of the rim. No Sydney Junkins. Offensive rebound. She goes up strong. Shot will not go down, but Junkins will go to the line for two. Amber Adams about to come back in for the Lady Macs with 11:48 to go, and Call to the line for the first time here in the second half. Three made free throws. Excuse me, Sydney Junkins at the line. 42-38, four-point game with 11:48 left. Cindy Junkins has those three fouls. Destiny Boffman does. So does Emily Cooper. First free throw rings out. Well, Culver's of Lake Halley is hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. And make sure you get that fresh custard every day made for you at Culver's. Try the flavor of the day, Culver's of Lake Halley. Second free throw. Rattles in for Sydney Junkins. She has 14 to lead the way for Prairie Farm. 42-39.
See what we can do.
Marley Hughes back to Lauren Dietz. As Aubrey Dorn hit the deck. Amber Adams out of the stoppage came into this game. Emily Cooper up top against Avery Hansen. Lauren Dietz curling into the lane between two defenders. Beautiful jump stop comes up short with the layup. Everything but the bucket there.
Yeah, they broke him down. They got the shot they wanted.
Nice pass to Hansen down low. Hansen misses one from 4 feet. Rebound Emily Cooper. So both teams, makeable shots that don't fall down. That's the pressure of this moment. Sectional semi.
Yep, things are tightening up there a little bit.
Marley Hughes for Lauren Dietz. Dietz head fake, maintaining a right-handed dribble. 42-39 as we traverse under 11 minutes to play here in the sectional semi for Colfax. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Emily Cooper left alone for three, right wing. Off the mark, offensive rebound, Lauren Dietz goes up strong, off the glass, it won't fall down. Tapped out Aubrey Dorn to Amber Adams. Adams goes up strong, blocked with the ball first, so she made the basket. And Adams a little bit of indecision there. And traveled. Would have been a big bucket for McDonald. Stays a one possession game, 42-39.
So, a little discussion.
Coach Cooper getting in the ear of one of the officials to chat about something. Avery Hansen across the timeline. Drops at the right elbow. Sydney Junkins kicking to the right corner. Farm trailing 42-39 to your McDonald Max. Backdoor cut, and Emily Cooper, free safety, steps in front of the pass. Pushed to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, tough shot in the lane, and walked with the basketball. Aubrey and the McDonald student section pleading for a call here.
That's all right.
The travel was first.
Push that ball up the floor. Get it back in your transition game here.
Avery Hansen across the timeline with 10:17 to play. Up top, Marnie Call. Call back to Hansen, high on the right, holding on her hip, shoots into the right corner. Aubrey Dorn steps in front of a pass, knocks it out of bounds into the Prairie Farm fan section. And Sydney Junkins will inbound. Destiny Boffman's going to check back in. Again, she's been playing with those three fouls, had to take a seat. Bounce into the right corner. Aubrey Dorn went for a steal, couldn't quite get it in front of Hansen. Hansen drop off Marnie Call, left of the circle. Call puts it on the floor with the right hand. Marnie Call at the right elbow. Kick out right corner. Three on the way from Lauren Call. No. Offensive rebound, Sydney Junkins. Junkins has it in the paint. Goes up strong. Short. Rebound. Pulled down. Lauren Dietz and Marley Hughes collaborate for that one. Now a push ahead to Amber Adams. Adams goes up hard. Her shot blocked by Marnie Call. Athletic play by Call.
We're hoping to get one.
All across the timeline to Avery Hansen. Hansen, short in the lane, rebound cleared by Amber Adams. Adams slides it back to Marley Hughes. We're almost to the halfway point in a frenetic second half.
Tuck it up. Let's break them down.
Abby Petronovic and Destiny Boffin will be coming back in a moment. Marley Hughes back to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn standing on the top of the key. Hughes for Lauren Dietz with 9:10 to go.
I think they're tired. Not much movement here.
Amber Adams to Emily Cooper. Cooper curling back to Lauren Dietz. Dietz pulls up from 16. No. Long rebound out to Lauren Call.
It's all right. That's a good shot. She's got to keep shooting it.
Christofferson almost loses it in front of her own bench.
Oh, yeah.
Up top. And we have a whistle and a timeout by Prairie Farm. Back in 60 seconds. Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wissota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wissota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wissotatool.com.
Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. That's lakeland.edu. One possession game, 42-39. Prairie Farm out of the timeout, trailing your McDonald Max. Avery Hansen at the high post, Sydney Junkins. Junkins finds a cutter back door, 10-foot along the baseline, too long. Rebound taken away by Marley Hughes. It was loose for a moment, and Marley retrieves. Now Marley crosses over on her defender, Call. Up top, Destiny Boffman and Abby Petronovic, who both came back into the game. Another timeout. As you mentioned, both teams looking just exhausted.
A little bit of pain. You know, here we go. Just patience, good ball movement, side to side.
Cooper out to Abby Petronovic, left wing, Marley Hughes. McDonald trying to extend this to two possessions. Drop into the paint, knocked away, and that is staying with McDonald. I thought maybe Aubrey Dorn touched it last.
No need to force it.
Ball going McDonald's way. Marley Hughes will inbound. Holding, waiting, finds Aubrey Dorn. Spinning into the lane, goes up strong and scores!
Great move.
Spinning.
Aubrey, that's a great move.
44-39, McDonald up to 5 is their lead. Cindy Junkins back to Marnie Call. Right side feed, Avery Hansen. Hansen to the corner, Christofferson. Christofferson driving baseline, blocked on the way up, but she dumps it off to Marnie Call, and Call up and in for two.
And you mentioned great offense there.
They do a great job driving baseline and then cutters in the lane. 44-41. Marley Hughes off the screen for Petrovic. Emily Cooper spots up a three, bottoms it! Emily Cooper, right wing.
Emily is such a good shooter.
47-41, McDonald. First three of the night, for second three of the night for Emily Cooper. Dangerous pass up top, and that's turned into the backcourt. That's an over and back, and a turnover to McDonald with 7:24 left.
And who do we got coming in? We got Lanise coming in for...
Lanise Bompin comes in for Abby Petrovic. Emily Cooper's running over just to get some instructions from Coach Cooper. 7:24 left. Big possession here for McDonald, leading by 6. Emily Cooper almost loses it up top. Hansen diving on the floor, but Cooper beats her to it, and a timeout taken by Coach Cooper. Hustle on both sides. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball in the sectional semi on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 until 5 at the Mason Companies corporate office. Find them at 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls or apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com. That's masoncompaniesinc.com. Just click on careers. 47-41, McDonald with possession underneath the hoop. Inbounds to Lauren Dietz, left corner. Dietz spinning against Junkins, kicks out of a double team. Marley Hughes, tough catch. Back to Destiny Boffman right in front of her own bench, left corner. Boffman to Marley Hughes. 7:07 to play here in the second half.
Here we go. Get settled down here. Get yourself spaced out.
47-41, McDonald. Lauren Dietz drives in hard, comes up short. Walling up defense there by Sydney Junkins. They've been attacking Junkins, trying to get her fourth foul. Marnie Call against Aubrey Dorn. With a little length on her, Avery Hansen. Left wing. Pass to Junkins. Junkins double teamed. She'll skip it into the right corner. That's Lauren Call. Right back to Junkins. Junkins kicks to Hansen. Hansen lost in the paint. On the deck for Aubrey Dorn. Destiny Boffman pulls it out. Aubrey Dorn, a great defensive play. And Destiny Boffman, Johnny or Jane on the spot there.
Want to run a set here for somebody.
Lauren Dietz holding high on the right, one dribble to Marley Hughes. Hughes finds Lauren Dietz right corner. Marnie Call guards her. Up top, a 6'10 to play. Marley Hughes running the point. Hughes, the ponytail flying down the left side of the lane, high off the glass, too strong. Rebound loose. Aubrey Dorn ties it up. And possession will go
stay here
with
us,
McDonald. Okay. And Aubrey Dorn, the hustle points, and both teams hustling. Have to give absolute credit.
Playing hard.
They are breathing hard, working hard. They want it badly. 6:01 to go. Marley Hughes to inbound. Hughes holding, she waiting, finds nice Aubrey Dorn, cutting to the basket. Oh, the layup won't fall for right in front of the hoop.
Harder shot in basketball, I always say.
Christofferson. Back to Lauren Call. Call has her shot poked away, or rather her pass poked away. Aubrey
great
Dorn,
job,
and it's awful call out of bounds. Aubrey Dorn, the hustle plays again. The sophomore doing work.
That's why she's up on the top of that 1-3-1. Those long arms, tough, makes it for a tough pass.
5:49 to play. You love it in the playoffs when you're seeing young players just growing up right before your eyes.
Aubrey is a good player. There's no doubt about it.
Marley Hughes to Emily Cooper, right wing. Cooper's hit two threes in this game, one in each half. Emily Cooper rolls it back out. Now holding to Destiny Boffman. in the left corner. Back out to Emily Cooper with 5:29 to go, 47-41. Two-possession lead for McDonald. Denying the screen, Emily Cooper. Cooper driving baseline. Runner, she's bumped. No, it won't go down. Loose ball. Aubrey Dorn out to Marley Hughes. 4-3. Yes! Aubrey Dorn, the offensive rebound and the kick out, and Hughes knocks it home.
That is such a big backbreaker. Gosh, we couldn't get the rebound. Give up a three.
50-41, McDonald. In the left corner, that's Christofferson. Picks up her dribble back to Avery Hansen. Under five to play. Long cross court to get Lauren called. A Marnie call, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Emily Cooper of McDonald.
Great hands by Emily.
Sydney Junkins will inbound, but we've got a timeout taken first. Back in 30 seconds, this is Lady Max Basketball on Wogo Sports.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. 9-point lead for the Lady Macs of McDonald Central, the number one seed here against the number two seeded Prairie Farm Panthers, 50-41. Lady Macs with the lead, but Prairie Farm with the basketball. The Panthers will be inbounding from in front of their own bench. Reached under five. Inbounds almost tipped away. Marnie Call will step into a three straight on. Rims in and out. Emily Cooper going up strong for the rebound, but Junkins takes it away. Junkins driving baseline. She goes up strong, comes up short, and this time the rebound secured by Cooper.
All right, we'll see once the girls look to spread it out a little bit, or if they just continue. If they just continue to run their offense, life will be fine.
Marley Hughes crosses over on Hansen. Call, rather, and Cooper.
Keep it spaced out
left
here.
Wing. Abby Petronovich will be coming in at the next stoppage. Destiny Boffman in the lane, pulls up from eight. Back rim and good! Destiny into double digits. And Emily Cooper stepping from a pass and knocks it into the blue-clad fan section of McDonald. Cooper so quick, almost got to that one. 52-41 McDonald, 4:20 to go. And Prairie Farm will inbound a side out here. Destiny Boffman out. And Abby Petronovich in.
Yep.
Marnie Call will now run the point.
I like this lineup with the 1-3-1. You got Abby in the middle. Aubrey up top. Makes it pretty tough.
Hansen drops it for Marnie Call. Long cross court skipping. Avery Hansen. Hansen puts on the floor at the top of that zone. Pass loose in the paint. Dug out of there. Abby Petronovich creating the chaos. Emily Cooper down to Aubrey Dorn, and she cannot get the layup to fall. A little too much English on it. Long feed ahead to Sydney Junkins. Junkins over the top of Lauren Dietz. Can't score, but the foul. 3:51 to play. Aubrey Dorn, a good contest in the paint by Sydney Junkins, and that one was spinning. And half the time when you have that much rotation of the ball, it'll drop in.
I thought it was going to go.
The time it spun out.
Had a little too much momentum going in, I think.
Whistle.
Jump stop, square up.
Whistle against Petronovich, and Sydney Junkins makes good on the first. Avery Hansen, Lauren Call will come out, and Justine Friesel, 5'6" senior, into the game. 52-42, McDonald up 10 to cut it to double digits. Junkins free throw, rims out, rebound Abby Petronovich. 3:48 to go.
All right, we'll see what they do now. They're continuing to run their offense. They're going to spread the floor here a little bit.
Friesel up top against Marley Hughes. Friesel with those fresh legs. Up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper crosses over on her defender, Hansen. To Aubrey Dorn, refeeds Cooper. Left wing up top, Marley Hughes between the circles. Hughes at the high post, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn out to Abby Petronovich. McDonald contend to kill a little clock on this possession. 3:19 to go, leading by 10. Give and go look. Abby Petronovich, good catch, goes up strong. She's stripped of the ball, gets it back, tie up, and possession is going to go to Prairie Farm. It's a pretty good set there from McDonald as Destiny Boffman will come in. Abby Petronovich will take a break.
You got a shot going to the basket. I mean, that's sort of what you're looking for.
And again, a chance to draw a foul, but just quick hands there by Prairie Farm. 3:10 to go, 52-42 McDonald. Avery Hansen up top, stolen away by Aubrey Dorn.
On,
Dorn
Aubrey,
running
finish.
Down the lane to the hoop.
There we go.
Caught it, and the foul for Aubrey.
Finish that one, come on.
After two layups missed by Aubrey Dorn, she was not going to miss that one, even as she gets hammered. And Aubrey Dorn makes it 54-42. McDonald with 3:03 to play, and she will go to the line shooting the and one.
Well, those long arms at the top of that 1-3-1 makes it very difficult.
Second free throw, first free throw rather, is no good, and Junkins with the rebound. Under three to play, 54-42. Along the baseline, taken away by Cooper, but back out to Prairie Farm. Junkins kicks out to Christofferson. Christofferson slides a bounce to Marnie Call. Call from the foul line. Jumper is good. And a timeout taken. And a 60-second timeout. We are back in a minute here on WOGO Sports. 10-point game, 2:46 to play.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Do you need a reason to get outside and get some fresh air this season? Join Sun Blacktop and become part of a tight-knit work family of loyal employees. Our trusted and guaranteed work is the result of more than 60 years of experience and dedication to detail. Earn a competitive wage and great benefits while making lifelong friends in a new career. Sun Blacktop currently has positions available for equipment operating, seal coating, grading, and paving. Apply today, either online or in person, to become part of the Sun Blacktop team.
Welcome back to Colfax High School. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you along with Falcon Oblock of Max TV. It's McDonald basketball here on WOGO Sports. 2:46 remaining in this sectional semi. Winner is one step closer to state. Zach Wycheck keeping things running smoothly at the WOGO home base in Halley. McDonald will inbound against full court pressure. Aubrey Dorn holding and dropping into Lauren Dietz, who's immediately doubled. Marnie Call. Back to Marley Hughes. Emily Cooper across the timeline. Lauren Dietz found by Destiny Boffin. Beautiful
nice
pass. Pass in the baseline.
Nice pass.
Aubrey Dorn up and in for two.
Wonderful pass.
Well, McDonald breaking transition just like you write it up. Sydney Junkins throws up a tough shot with the left hand. No, but a foul. With 2:26 remaining.
I guess I don't know about that, but oh well.
That's the eighth on McDonald. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and coming soon to Rice Lake, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. That was the fourth on Destiny Boffman. Junkins hits the first free throw to win the line for the second, and that one all around and in. 10-point game again, 56-46.
Surrender press break. I mean, now Prairie Farm's got to look the foul here pretty soon, so they're going to be aggressive going after the ball, so we just got to handle the ball here.
Nesting Boffin near midcourt to Emily Cooper with 2:17 to play. 10-point game. Cooper left wing. Prairie Farm, you know, would love to get a stop and get it within single digits before they start the fouling game. They still have two fouls to give. Emily Cooper up top as we traverse under 2 minutes to play here in the sectional semifinal from Colfax. 56-46 McDonald. Cooper crossing over on her defender, leaves her in her dust for a moment, gets a high screen from Aubrey Dorn, hands off to Marley Hughes. Hughes with a minute 50 to play.
Well, they're going to have to foul here quick. Get
Hughes loops it down to Lauren Dietz. Dietz back to Hughes with a minute 43. And Marley takes the foul. Oh, goodness. Marnie Call took a shot to the face as she was fouling Marley Hughes. Cindy Junkins checking on her. May have been the eye. I can't tell. A minute 40 left. Check on her. Hopefully she's all right. Looks like she will get back to her feet. That was just the 15th foul, so another one to give. And the official's doing a good job making sure Marnie Call is all right before we continue.
I guess I would just get the ball in Emily Cooper and let her put on her dribbling show here till the end. Make him foul her.
Mabel inbound right near midcourt into the backcourt. Marley Hughes, a minute 39 to play, and the foul comes very quickly. And that is Junkins who commits the foul, so that is her fourth with a minute 38 left. No, I had Junkins down for four.
That should be four because she had She picked up her third, I thought, early.
Unless they change that. Scoreboard is showing three on Junkins. 90 seconds to play in just a moment. 56-46 McDonald. Lauren Dietz with Christofferson giving pursuit. Now the foul comes, and that one will be on Sydney Junkins, and so I guess that will be her fourth.
Now we're in the 1-1 here. Let's knock them down.
Minute 27 left, 56-46 McDonald, and Lauren Dietz, who has 1 point in the second half, 16 for the game. We go to the line, as you mentioned, a 1-1. Free throw, perfect for the senior.
Yep, that's who you want on the line.
Lauren Dietz makes it 57-46 McDonald. The second for Lauren.
Yep.
Perfect.
18 for Lauren Dietz. 12-point lead for McDonald, 58-46. Minute 24 to go.
Let's play some defense here. We got to get a rebound because they're going to fire up some shots.
Quick
gotta
three
get a
right
rebound.
Corner. Lauren, ooh. Call is good. Good shot for Call. She's hit three threes here tonight. 58-49. The lead back to single digits. Inbounds to Marley Hughes. Hughes puts it on the floor with a left hand. Still in the backcourt. She's doubled to midcourt Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Lauren Dietz. Dietz cross-court skip. Destiny Baughman. Baughman finds Dorn. Dorn cutting to the hoop. And she's fouled hard by Marnie Call. And that will send Dorn to the line shooting two. That's the team's eighth foul, but a shooting foul here with a minute left exactly on the clock. Third on Marnie Call in a 9-point game, 58-49. Aubrey Dorn, eight in the game. First free throw is good. Got a little bit of back iron, but then through. And Dorn on the verge of being the third McDonald player in double digits here tonight in the sectional semifinal. Second free throw for the sophomore. Looks good, is good.
Wonderful.
59-49. Dorn has 10. The lead is 10 for McDonald. 58 seconds to play here in the sectional semi. Avery Hansen back to Sydney Junkins. Junkins driving baseline. Doubled there. Blocked for a moment by Destiny Boffin. Back out to Prairie Farm. They'll refeed Junkins. Junkins turns and scores from just outside the lane. Sydney Junkins. Another impressive shot. 60-51. McDonald. 40 seconds to play. Marley Hughes being pursued by Avery Hansen. Kicks it out to Destiny Boffin beyond the arc. Emily Cooper with 34 seconds to play.
Just pull
Cooper
it out.
Being
don't
pursued
need to
by
score.
Hansen. And Hansen will commit the foul. Team's ninth with 29.9 to play, 60-51.
Score, Emily knock him down.
Emily Cooper at the line. This will still be. And she misses the first, too strong. There's still a 1-1, and a quick foul by Emily Cooper is actually going to send Junkins to the line with 27.3 remaining. That's the team's ninth foul. Cooper going for the steal there.
Yeah, I guess, well.
Preventing a three, I guess.
No need to foul. Just run it out here.
He'll send in Petronovich for rebounding help. And Destiny Baughman again has those four fouls. So Junkins will go to the line. This will be still a 1-1 situation. 27.3. Junkins has been strong from the line, and she's good on the first. What an incredible game for Sydney Junkins. They've largely taken away Marnie Call, even though she does have 12 points tonight, but Junkins has just been prolific. 60-52, 8-point game. Junkins' second free throw. Rims out, chasing down the rebound is Lauren Dietz in the left corner, and Dietz is fouled quickly by Marnie Call. That's her fourth with 25.7 to play, and Lauren Dietz will go to the line. 25.7 left and a 60-52 lead. Donald trying to salt this one away and send themselves to their second straight sectional final.
Well, again, we got the right person on the line here.
Lauren Dietz will be shooting two. They'll stay down on the first, and she's perfect on the first. Dietz with 19 on the doorstep of a 20-point game. Offense-defense substitution here. Destiny Baughman comes in for Abby Petronovich. And Christofferson out. And back in Justine Friesel, the senior. McDonald up 9. Dietz, second free throw. She's got 20, and the McDonald lead is 10. 62-52, 24 seconds to play. Marnie Call, right corner. To Junkins, comes out of a double team, drops off to Avery Hansen. Hansen too strong, battle for the rebound, knocked away, and Lauren Dietz tracks it down again in the corner with 12 seconds to play.
No need
Marley
to foul here. Let's just run it out.
Emily Cooper. Cooper near midcourt. And putting on the Globetrotters dribbling display in the left corner. Destiny Baughman, catch by Emily Cooper, and she's fouled with 0.5 left. So McDonald will not dribble it out. But Emily Cooper with a 10-point lead will get a chance to go into double digits herself. She can notch a pair here. Over one from the line here tonight for Emily Cooper. Cooper the first free throw of two. And a little bit too strong.
She'll get this one, I bet. She's missed the last two. I bet you she'll knock this one. There
second
it is.
Free throw. Oh. That one rims out. Well, it will be dribbled out by Prairie Farm, but McDonald is the team that is moving on. Your final score from the sectional semifinal. The Lady Macs knock the Panthers out of the tournament for the second consecutive year. Your final here in Colfax. The McDonald Lady Macs 62, the Prairie Farm Panthers 52, and the Lady Macs are one step closer to state. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. A lot coming up on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Your highlights, your stats, your analysis, and our conversation with head coach Don Cooper. 62-52, the Lady Macs get it done. We're back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Coming back here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, high above the court at Colfax High School, as the Lady Macs for the second consecutive year move on to a sectional final. We're joined by head coach Don Cooper. And coach, you knew, Dave mentioned this too, it wasn't going to be an easy game. Even as you jumped out fast, this is a talented, fast, athletic Prairie Farm team, and they punched back and punched back, but you never surrendered that lead. No matter how close they got, no matter how tired your girls were, they maintained composure, and they got the job done here tonight.
The girls played really good, and again, I just credit the Prairie Farm. They just never gave up. They're just well coached, and they did a good job. And again, it's playoff basketball is about desire and will and passion, and again, they showed it. So,
Coach, Marnie Call was such a talented player, and obviously it seemed like defensively you wanted to try and keep her from doing a lot of damage here tonight. Cindy Junkins, a fine game there by the junior. But looking at it from your perspective, Lauren Dietz, 15 points in the first half. Second half was a little quieter, didn't have a field goal, and yet you got contributions from so many other areas as the scoring became more balanced, and you had so many players stepping up. And really want to give a shout-out to Aubrey Dorn, your sophomore, not only with scoring double digits, but every single play she made, even a couple layups that she'd probably like to have back, she just would not stop, especially with her defense.
Well, again, Aubrey did a great job tonight, especially causing fits on that 1-3-1. So, again, that's get the lead. That's what we're built on.
and some of these unsung heroes, perhaps. Destiny Boffman, again, doesn't score a lot normally. She had double digits tonight, but you gave her a tough defensive assignment.
We did. Marnie Call is a great player. So, again, coming down the stretch, we're going to be faced with very good players down the stretch.
Coach, what are you most proud of your team tonight?
Just our senior leadership that kept the girls all together. The seniors just kept cheering, and it was just good to have. It's that balance that we have.
Coach, the heart rate is coming down a little bit now. This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your time. And you know what? We're going to see you Saturday in Amory.
All right. Thank you for the great coverage, and thanks for Dave covering too.
That's head coach Don Cooper here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 3.5 minutes. We've got a lot more to come here on the Post Glass postgame show as the Macs win it 62-52. We'll have coverage of them Saturday in the sectional final for the right to go to states.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Macs, go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Post Glass and Mirror Post Game Show. The Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan here, and we'll give Dave a chance to break this one down a little bit, too. We saw McDonald up 32-25 at the half, ends up winning it by 10, 62-52. But this was a game that, again, started out all McDonald. They jumped out to an early lead, had a double-digit lead for a little while in the first half, had it for a little while in the second half as well, too. But Prairie Farm got as close as 2 points and had a chance actually to tie the game, but Avery Hansen was called for a travel. Man, some of these games, just one or two possessions can tilt the tide.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when I think about all of that, you know, it's like, I mean, again, one versus two here, and these are teams that have played against each other before, so, and most of the players are back from each team, so you know we're going to get a good game on both ends. And in the end, you know, McDonald, hey, they nailed a couple of three-pointers that really were sort of backbreakers to Prairie Farm.
Let's look at the leading scorers in just a few moments here, but in talking to Coach Cooper, what were your thoughts on what Coach Cooper said just about, again, this team's resilience, the way different players step up on different nights? I mean, Emily Cooper did not score double digits tonight, but she had two huge threes, and we mentioned, too, just the chaos she causes defensively is huge.
Well, and to me, that's just a tribute to the team is their depth. I mean, they can go 8, 9, 10 deep. I mean, tonight was a little tighter because the game was tight. But, you know, and Aubrey had a big part in what was going on tonight. You know, probably the unsung hero here is going to be, you know, Destiny Boffman. I mean, she started out guarding Marnie Kale, and I think she really frustrated her early on. And she struggled a little bit all night long. If she was their leading scorer at 20 points a game, you know, and she ended up with 12, but, you know, that's just something that's sort of their go-to player. And when they aren't getting it from her, you know, you can sort of see things sputtered a little bit for them. I mean, granted, Sydney Junkins picked it up, but, you know, when you're used to having that leading scorer and she doesn't have her best night, you know, that affects the whole team.
Absolutely. And we're going to step out for a quick two-minute break here so I can tally up the leading scorers for both sides, get your unofficial stats, and then we'll be back right after this on WOGO and Max TV.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free.
Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you?
But when the Medicine Shop Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan, as a lot of the McDonald faithful just want to enjoy this moment here on the court at Colfax. Sectional semifinal, the Lady Macs win by 10, 62-52. And the opponent Saturday, we believe Saturday afternoon, which would make it a 12:30 pregame here on WOGO Sports, will be Northwood. 26-0 on the season. It was a tighter one. They knocked off number two Hurley 50-43. Just looking ahead for a moment, that's a big, big Northwood team. 2 6-foot-1 players, I believe.
Yeah, you know, and again, I'm, you know, playing them last year, a little bit familiar with that. Yeah, and that's sort of what's, you know, again, a compliment to both teams where they, you know, they have depth, they had youth. So it's like, you know, we're facing these teams again that we faced last year. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and again, McDonald, the rematch here tonight against Prairie Farm. And you're probably going to see some fairly different styles Saturday, again, with two bigs, 2 6-foot-1 players than you would in this type of game where we saw, again, a very fast pace, some great guard play, and some great interior passing, especially from Prairie Farm. Going to be a little bit different, and that's why you're thankful for the Western Clover Belt Conference schedule and how it prepares you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Don has done a great job of scheduling. I mean, you look at his non-conference schedule. I mean, there is nothing easy about it. So, you know, his kids are prepared to play in these types of games. You know, and like you said, I mean, Saturday with taller kids, I mean, you sort of talk about, you know, getting a box out here and there, but also, you know, you like to think the quickness will take over a little bit, and, you know, our girls will beat their girls down the floor.
Looking at the stats from tonight, and then we'll get to your second half highlights. Some great moments here from Colfax. 20 points for Sydney Junkins, the junior for Prairie Farm, tied with Lauren Dietz for a game high. What an incredible game for the 5'10 junior. And again, everybody's coming back here for Prairie Farm as far as their starters are concerned. Marnie Call had 12 points here tonight. She averages 20.4, so McDonald held her 8 points below her season average, and Destiny Boffman's got to be credited a lot with that. Lauren Call had a very nice game, hit 3 threes and had 9 points, 8 for Avery Hansen and 3 for Paige Richards. On the other side for McDonald, 6 players scored, led by 20 from Lauren Dietz. She scored 15 before the break. They all came on free throws in the second half. 2 other players in double digits, Destiny Boffman with 11 and Aubrey Dorn with 10. And a little preview, you're probably going to hear some moments from Aubrey coming up in our highlights in just a couple minutes. Emily Cooper with 8 points, Marley Hughes with 6, none bigger than that huge 3, and let's not forget about Abby Petronovich with 7 points, and so many players here. We just keep unofficial stats for points, but you look at rebounds, you look at steals, you look at so many other stats that are integral to winning a game like this. And then you look at the things as well that don't show up in the stat sheet, like can you out-hustle somebody to a loose rebound in a corner? And again, and a lot of credit to Prairie Farm, but we saw McDonald winning those little battles here in a lot of key moments tonight.
Well, and I think, you know, towards the end, I mean, Emily Cooper made a big 3 and Marley made a big 3. And, you know, and I just look at something, that's just confidence of those kids where it's like, you know, the game was tight and the next thing you know, they make those and it gives us that lead that we need to finish out the game. But, you know, other kids are going to be in that position and they're not going to want to do that, you know, where those kids want to do that. They like that tight situation, the big time plays. And so, you know, you see that confidence in them and, you know, which obviously gets you to win.
The moment was not too big for the Lady Macs here tonight. We'll take one final break. Don't go away. Stay to the end of the post-class, post-game show here on WOGO Radio and Max TV. We've got your second half highlights right after this.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Do you need a reason to get outside and get some fresh air this season? Join Sun Blacktop and become part of a tight-knit work family of loyal employees. Our trusted and guaranteed work is the result of more than 60 years of experience and dedication to detail. Earn a competitive wage and great benefits while making lifelong friends in a new career. Sun Blacktop currently has positions available for equipment operating, seal coating, grading, and paving. Apply today, either online or in person, to become part of the Send Blacktop team.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Finishing up the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Here from Colfax, the sectional semifinal. Lady Macs win by 10 to move on to the sectional final for the second consecutive year. We'll have it for you live from Amory Saturday afternoon here on WOGO Sports against the unbeaten Northwood Evergreens. Current Macs families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. The best moments of the second half sounded like this on WOGO Sports and Macs TV. Hoffman up top. Hands off to Lauren Dietz. Dietz driving right into the lane. Kick out. Emily Cooper. Cooper back to Destiny Boffman. Boffman curls into the paint. Boffman up with the left hand. Counted in the foul for Desi.
Nobody can stay with them. If they're just patient and running their dribble drive offense, eventually they're going to break them down and get a layup or a foul.
Marley Hughes out to Lauren Dietz, left wing. Up top, Destiny Boffman. Boffman to Marley Hughes. Hughes head fake, driving baseline. Hughes pulls up. Off the glass, too strong. Offensive rebound. Put back, yes. Abby Petronovich. Marley Hughes will inbound. Holding, waiting, finds Aubrey Dorn. Spinning into the lane, goes up strong and scores.
Great move.
Spinning.
Aubrey, that's a great move.
In the lane, 44-41. Marley Hughes off the screen for Petronovich. Emily Cooper spots up a three, bottoms it! Emily Cooper, right wing.
Emily's such a good shooter.
Double teamed. She'll skip it into the right corner. That's Lauren Call, right back to Junkins. Junkins kicks it to Hanson. Hanson lost in the paint. On the deck for Aubrey Dorn. Destiny Boffman pulls it out. Aubrey Dorn, a great defensive play, and Destiny Boffman, Johnny or Jane on the spot there.
Gonna run a set here for somebody.
Lauren Dietz holding high on the right, one dribble to Marley Hughes. Back out to Emily Cooper with 5:29 to go, 47-41, two possession lead for McDonald. Denying the screen, Emily Cooper. Cooper driving baseline, runner, she's bumped, no, it won't go down. Loose ball, Aubrey Dorn out to Marley Hughes, 4-3, yes! Aubrey Dorn, the offensive rebound and the kick out, and Hughes knocks it home.
That is such a big backbreaker. Gosh, we couldn't get the rebound. Give up a three.
Crosses over on Hanson. Call rather, and Cooper.
Keep it spaced out
left
here.
Wing. Abby Petronovich will be coming in at the next stoppage. Destiny Boffman in the lane, pulls up from eight. Back rim and good. Destiny into double digits. Draw a foul, but just quick hands there by Prairie Farm. 3:10 to go, 52-42 McDonald. Avery Hanson up top, stolen away by Aubrey Dorn.
On,
Dorn
Aubrey,
running
finish.
Down the lane to the hoop.
There we
good.
Go.
Caught it, and the foul for Aubrey.
Finish that one, come on.
After two layups missed by Aubrey Dorn, she was not going to miss that one, even as she gets hammered. It's immediately doubled. Marnie Call. Back to Marley Hughes. Emily Cooper across the timeline. Lauren Dietz found by Destiny Boffman. Beautiful
nice
roll of pass. In the baseline.
Nice
Aubrey Dorn up and in for two.
Wonderful pass.
And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports and Macs TV. The Lady Macs win it by 10 and move on to the sectional final. And what do you say, Dave Flanagan? Let's just keep this going tomorrow night. You're sitting in again for Mark Maloney, and we're giving you a workout here.
Well, yeah, I'm still learning as I go. I'm not as good as Mark, but I'm trying.
Well, we've got the Macs boys at Clear Lake, 6:30 start here on WOGO Sports. Looking forward to it. Again, the Lady Macs will be playing unbeaten Northwood in the sectional final for the right to go to the Resch Center. That's coming up Saturday afternoon, and hopefully we're calling a regional final game Saturday evening for the McDonald boys as well. Thank you so much to Val Knobloch staying with us here and going mobile, bringing everyone the live stream back home. Thank you to Zach Wycheck, keeping things running smoothly back at the WOGO studios in Halley. For Dave Flanagan, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Colfax High School. Once again, your final score, the WIAA Division 5 sectional semifinal, your McDonald Central Lady Max 62, the Prairie Farm Panthers 52. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
This has been McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO. Coverage of this game was brought to you by Ashley Construction, Baughman Sewer and Septic, Berry Global, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Halley, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, East Loken and Associates, by Lakeland University, Mason Companies, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Northwestern Bank, Riverside Machine, by Royal Credit Union, Senn Blacktop, Stelter Incorporated, The Medicine Shop, by Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin Credit Union, White City Glass, Wynn Family Dentistry, Wasota Tool, and by CF Products. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.